This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Business is picking up in Colorado Springs, according to the city's latest downtown partnership report. Restaurants in the city's arts scene have been hardest hit by the pandemic. Andy Vick is with the Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak Region.
It has been a challenge, but I think our arts community really rose to the occasion, and there are a lot of exciting things on the horizon.
Vic says the cultural office is working on a new 10-year cultural plan. As many as 150 young people across southern Colorado will be trying their hands at aquaponics this year. KRCC's Mike Purcell reports that's because of a grant from NASA focusing on STEM education.
A $175,000 grant will help pay for kits that will grow edible plants and have live fish. Becky Medina with the Boys and Girls Clubs of Pueblo County says part of the goal is to engage underserved youth across the region in science, technology, engineering, and math programs.
We've prided ourselves on always offering a strong STEM program to the young people that we serve in Pueblo County, and this is an example of just moving that forward.
Studies and experiments are already underway with a group in Salida. Youth in the Pikes Peak region and the San Luis Valley will also participate. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC News.
The Colorado Avalanche return to the ice tonight after a week off because of COVID-19 protocols. They're also missing three players for COVID-related absences. The Avs take on the St. Louis Blues, hoping to extend a four-game winning streak. This is CPR News.